Talking Front Porches at Rosie on the House. And I want to, if we've piqued your interest or your desire in considering doing something on the front porch, there's a couple concerns I want to bring up as it relates to what you could do to greatly enhance the security of your home and your whole community. But before we do, we have Sandra calling from Sorita with a question. We'd like to take care of Miss Sandra. Good morning. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Rosie. Good to talk to you. I was talking to Jennifer because you were talking about the hot water heaters and having them drain. Now, I'm 75 years old, so I can't do this stuff myself. I'm a widow, and my hot water heater has not been drained since he passed, and that's been over 10 years. So I'm more than likely going to have to get a new one because it was installed in my mobile home back in 1989. Now, my husband passed away in 2006, and it's in the back. My mobile home is on, 5 acres.
Nice.
And the back is higher than the front, so I'm going to have to get someone that can come out there. They're going to have to get on a ladder because it's up high before you reach the door.
Okay. All right. Well, do not flush that water heater. Any water heater that's 31, 33 years old shouldn't even be touched. As a matter of fact, Sandra, don't even look at it. Ignore it. But you ought to probably replace it. And we've got Intelligent Design Plumbing as a Rosie certified contractor down in Tucson. You could give them a call, give them your address, let them take a look at the satellite image of the property, give them an understanding of what they need to get there. And I think it's a safe assumption that that water heater is it's past its economic life. Now you're just living on the grace of the water heater itself. Call Intelligent Design, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, and have them come out and give you a quote for replacing that. We appreciate the call. I know it's a beautiful morning in Sorita today. Yeah. I was just in Sorita, Sonoyta, and Elgin this past week. What a gorgeous part of the state.
Yeah, we can be a lot like, if it's not broke, don't fix it. But what the problem with the water heater, especially that old, when it does break, that often leads to a lot of water damage.
Could,
and that's a lot
well
more
could.
Expensive to replace it then
bigger
and fix
problem.
Everything that the water is damaged than just getting ahead of it. And you'll be really surprised about the efficiency of a water heater, new one, versus one that's 30 years old.
Yeah. Let me go back to front porches as we close this segment out this hour. I got a text says, Rosie, I put in a Ring doorbell with a camera. Is that the equivalent of installing a front patio? No, I don't think that qualifies as a front porch, just putting an eye out at the front door, seeing what's going on. You need to get out there yourself. But it brings up a very important point as when you're planning this front porch and front patio, do not do anything that visibly blocks the view of your front door from the street. Because if your front door is the number one place burglars and home invaders will access your home, and it's very easy to do. But if your front door is visible to your neighbors, they're much less likely to try it. But if it's back in a narthex or it's protected by bushes and shrubs and your neighbors can't see your front door, those are the front doors the bad guys love to access. So in designing your front porch, make sure the front door stays visible to your neighbors, visible to the street. Don't crowd it with a bunch of screen walls or heavy vegetation. Who hasn't had a package stolen off their front patio in the last 5 to 10 years? How many of you are doing online shopping? In designing this front porch, front patio, we never forget to bring up to the homeowners, look, let's install Amazon FedEx lets install a lockable locker that camouflages itself as a bench seat or a storage compartment. It's a fact of life now how much shopping is being done online and how profitable it is for people to run down the street and pick up every box that's out there, throw it in the back of a pickup truck, take it to a warehouse that night, and just go through it to see what they can fence. So, a lockable delivery locker is an excellent component for security, because when they see that, they'll scratch your neighborhood off the list of neighborhoods to hit.